Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your Son's ultimate gift. Open our hearts that we might receive that gift continually and respond to it in our own sacrificial giving of our own lives. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Happy Palm Sunday. The donkey was in a hurry today. This past week, I was driving down Gateway Boulevard on the way home. There was a car in the lane next to me going the same direction, a station wagon. And in the back window of that station wagon, there was a huge poster. The poster said, St. Louis Cardinals, go Cards. Now, many of you know my passion for that particular baseball team. The car had Illinois license plate. They were from the Midwest. I was so excited because it's not that often you find somebody from the St. Louis area, let alone a Cardinals fanatic in southern Florida. And so I was excited to catch up with this car so I could share my excitement with him over this team. So I pull up alongside of him, and his windows are up, and I start to pump my fist and mouth the words, "Go Cards! Go Cards!" Well, unfortunately, he did not interpret my actions in the way that I would have liked. I received a gesture back that indicated the same. We have to read the symbols correctly. That's what this Sunday is about. 2,000 years ago, people waved their branches, placed them on the road in front of him with cloaks as well, as a symbol that they wanted Jesus to be their king. But they misread the symbols. They did not truly understand what it meant for him to be their king. The Bible characters that we have looked at in our gospel stories this Lenten season misread in a positive way, because Jesus ended up giving to each one of them more they could have ever asked or imagined. Nicodemus just had a question and he got eternal life. The Samaritan woman was just going for water and she got a whole new outlook on her life. The man born blind got his sight, both physical and the eyes of faith as well. Martha and Mary got their hope and their brother back. Lazarus got his very life given back to him. They had no clue what this kingship of Jesus would mean for them. The same way in which it's important to understand those symbols of 2,000 years ago, it is ultimately crucial for us to read those symbols as well as Jesus lives on today. We celebrate on this Palm Sunday this milestone moment in our life together when we commit ourselves to the upbuilding of God's kingdom in this place. And just like with the capital campaign, so too it is with our lives as a whole. That the only way we can continue to receive Jesus as our King is to respond in the way that He has responded to us, in the sacrificial giving of His own life. How many Nicodemuses have walked through these doors? How many Samaritan women of our day? How many Marthas and Marys? How many people have been given new life because of coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ in this place? You know, these past weeks, we started giving testimonies about our commitment personally to this campaign. It started with myself and my family, sacrificial commitment. We continued with Barbara Weston, a clerk at Walgreens, who is so excited to do what she can in her own sacrificial giving. It continued with the Wegner family, who showed to us as a family, discerning and praying what they thought God was calling them to do, to sacrifice for the upbuilding of this kingdom. Last week, we heard from Deacon Wendy Tobias, who testified in a way that was so powerful for us to understand what an impact we have on other people when we open ourselves up to sharing Jesus Christ in this place. Metaphorically, she placed that palm before him and before us. There's no testimony today, but one. It's the testimony that we will live and relive and live into a renewed understanding this week of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus himself, who gave his life for us. I would like to read something to you this morning. We feel absolutely certain of accomplishing and meeting our goals, for we know that what we are asking needs no apology. It's a worthy task, the most worthy task we could be doing. It is worthy of your thought and prayer. It is worthy of your giving and giving sacrificially. These words were penned by Father Bruce Powell, the first rector of this church back in 1957, when this church was on the eve of building this very church edifice. How many people 50 years ago reached deep into their resources, not even knowing the impact they would have on us and all the generations that followed them? How many of them today are smiling up in heaven, knowing that had I known what it was going to do for people, I would have given more? The people who have gone before us have enabled us to experience Jesus in a way that is incredible. The opportunity is now ours to do the same. I'm going to invite us now to take the pledge cards that are in the pews, or if you brought yours from home today, to do that as well. And I'd like to take you through the filling out of that pledge card. If you have already filled out your pledge card and submitted it, I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and fill out another one and just write duplicate on it so that you can be part of our ceremony of bringing up the pledge cards and placing them into the baptismal font. This font, without water, this has been our Lent without water, symbolizing the life-giving water that we will celebrate at Easter that Jesus has given to all of us. Now, if you're filling out a duplicate pledge card today, don't worry. We're not going to expect you to give double your commitment. We understand that. You will notice the first three lines on that pledge card give you an opportunity to list how you are going to give your particular gift, whether it's weekly, monthly, yearly, a lump sum, whatever that is, please list it as such on the card. If you are giving something to St. Joseph's that is other than cash, whether it's stocks or bonds or something else of value, you will notice on line 4 and following, there is a place to fill that out as well. Please estimate the value of what it is that you are giving to this campaign, and then list where it says how you estimated what the value is. Please list that as well. And then finally, there is a line to add up and to give your total gift to the capital campaign for these 3 years. 40 families have chosen already to commit to this campaign. Their gift, as we go into this service, our biggest service of the weekend, totals over $800,000. Your gift is important, not only for us, but more importantly, for the generations that will follow us in this holy place. Jesus chose the donkey to move himself along on his journey. You know, the kids always fight at the Christmas pageant because they want to be the donkey. Today's our chance to be the donkey, to carry Jesus' mission just a little bit further in this holy place. After you have filled out the cards and you are ready as the Spirit moves you, we will just invite you randomly to come up and place it into the baptismal font as the choir will lead us in song.
Thank you.
Please stand. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And God.